One of the biggest things was that the audit found that the home was understaffed in general, but grossly understaffed on some days. That staff there mishandled neglect and abuse claims, a vast majority of which, like you said, were never forwarded to the director of the home. Another thing was that less than half of required room checks were actually done. This is based on the auditor looking at video surveillance of the rooms. And about a third of other safety checks were never completed. And that's even though staff turned in documentation saying that they were completed. So the only reason that the auditor general knew that this that these documents were false, saying that they were done, was because of video surveillance, it sounds like. So those were some of the major findings of the report.
What exactly is this place, and how does it run?
Well, it's essentially a nursing home for veterans in Grand Rapids. It's been around for a very long time, and right now the state is my understanding is the state operates the home, but privatized much of the staff. And that was approved in 2013 by the Public Service Commission and was also part of a budget in that year that lawmakers voted to approve and that the governor signed into law. And this was an attempt to save about $4 million a year to go with the J2S contractor, the vendor that is providing the staffing at this point in the home. And, you know, of course, $4 million savings every year, drop in the bucket for the state budget might not begin to describe it. It's maybe more like a drop in Lake Michigan. I mean, I would take $4 million a year, but this was not very significant savings in the greater scheme of things for the state.
What's been the response so far?
Well, from lawmakers, it seems like the response has been anger. You know, there are a lot of lawmakers that have weighed in on this almost immediately after the audit was released. And, you know, from what I've seen, there really are no two sides to this issue, that the one feeling on both sides of the aisle is sort of shock at some of these findings, anger, and you know, now it seems like you know, there's no question that lawmakers want to investigate this more and go over the audits in a hearing setting. The only thing is that this does cause possibly some problems, especially for some Republican lawmakers, because they voted for the budget that included some of these cuts, and that includes Representative Holly Hughes, who's the vice chair of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, which will be holding hearings on this. She was one of the lawmakers that voted in favor of these cuts and this privatization.
So has anybody lost their job over this?
Well, the head of the Veterans Affairs Agency has been reassigned from this. He hasn't lost his job, but he's been reassigned to the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, which oversees the agency. No heads have really rolled. It's just, you know, it looks like the governor thought that it was best to reassign the head of this agency.
You know, Governor Rick Snyder seems to be dealing with a number of major issues right now. Of course, the Flint water crisis is an enormous scandal, but you've also got the financial implosion of Detroit Public Schools, and now this this veterans issue. Do you think that the governor is going to be able to weather this storm?
Well, there are already some rumblings in Lansing. You know, the liberal group Progress Michigan has called for the governor's resignation, and I it is hard to say at this point based on the information we have what will happen. I feel like the governor, just knowing the governor's attitude and so forth, that he will not see stepping down as a real option here, that someone that he would not choose, obviously. It just depends on what more information comes out. This is not a good time for the Snyder administration, obviously, dealing with a number of different major crises. And this just sort of is another example. This veterans home issue is another example that Democrats can use of privatization of government services not working, and the budget moves that the Republicans have taken since 2011 not working. It sort of fits into the same narrative as the Aramark prison food contract, which was riddled with scandal and which was eventually terminated, that contract with Aramark. So this is definitely not further good news for the Snyder administration and Republicans, who have been in power of every aspect of state government for the last 5 years.
Jake Neer is state capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for being here, Jake.
Oh, thank you so much, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.